Last July, PG&E submitted its plan to federal regulators to tear down the Scott and Cape Horn dams on the Eel River. Although the two dams, collectively known as the Potter Valley Dams, are over 100 years old and have not produced electricity since 2021, they still serve the dual purpose of damming up the Eel River, creating the Lake Pillsbury Reservoir. They still serve the dual purpose of damming up the Eel River, creating the Lake Pillsbury Reservoir, and diverting water from the Eel to the Russian River. The process to decommission and ultimately tear down the two dams has been long and arduous. A near constant in this process has been Friends of the Eel River, a Humboldt-based non-profit that has advocated for the removal of the two dams since its formation in 1994. The organization is celebrating the upcoming milestone with a fundraising event at the Eel River Lodge in Fortuna this Saturday at 5 p.m. Last Monday, we broadcast an interview with the Friends' executive director, Alicia Hammond, about the event. At the time, we also asked her what the best case scenario would be for the organization when it comes to the removal of the dams. Hammond began by stressing that the very existence of the dams, even decommissioned, is a threat to the river.
The project is owned by PG&E, and the company is working as quickly as they can to remove the dams, citing their long economic losses, and also, I think, very strongly motivated by the dam safety issues that are present due to the fact that it is a very ancient structure, that it sits almost directly on a significant fault line capable of generating up to a magnitude 7 earthquake. And frankly, that the structure, you know, because it was built 100 years ago, there were some things done during construction that would not fly today. For example, there was a seat of the pants redesign that was implemented at the dam when engineers realized that what they were trying to anchor a part of the dam face to was actually not bedrock, but was a boulder that was slowly shifting.
And then there are the effects the dams have on the river's fish.
When the fish reach Cape Horn Dam, which is about 160 miles inland from the mouth of the river, they navigate a fish ladder there, which has some pretty serious issues. It exposes fish to predation, and fish that are down migrating coming back over it are at great peril, depending on what the flows are like. But then when the fish get 12 miles further upstream to where Scott Dam is located, they're stopped abruptly because there is no fish passage there. And unfortunately, some of the best habitat in the entire watershed is behind Scott Dam. There are cold water springs that keep the water up there, even though it's far inland, where temperatures get very hot in the summertime, the water stays cool. It's really wonderful habitat. It provides a refugia from the invasive pike minnow that predate on salmon and steelhead. And we really look forward to our native fish being able to reach the upper reaches of their home again. Right now, every year that those dams are in place, the water is artificially warmed, and more and more of the summer steelhead genetics that live on in resident trout behind Scott Dam are at risk of being lost. This is something super valuable that we are really lucky to still have in the watershed, that the ancient genetics of the steelhead that used to go up behind Scott Dam still live on. All we need to do is give those fish access to the sea again, and their offspring will be able to pick up the life history of summer steelheads again. So there's a lot of really significant opportunities that dam removal presents. And again, you know, we really need to remove the harmful conditions that are in place right now. Reservoirs, because of their anaerobic conditions, which is they don't have a lot of oxygen in the water, they create circumstances where mercury methylates and then becomes biologically available. And so the organisms that are living in the water are pretty contaminated with mercury. The good news is that the mercury is present in the organic materials, so that's, you know, the living organisms, but it is not present, at least as we've found so far, in the sediment of the dams. So that means that when the dams are released, it will be relatively safe to allow that sediment to flow through the watershed. Removing these dams quickly is the best way for us to really reap the benefits of dam removal in terms of salmonid recovery.
So PG&E wants to remove the dams quickly, and so does Friends of the River. But according to Hammond, the process may not be that straightforward.
PG&E has presented a proposal for dam removal, which calls for a process called rapid removal, which means that given the right weather conditions, that is, having enough rain to effectively flush the sediment through the system, they hope to complete actual physical dam removal within 2 years of beginning it. So this would limit the amount of time that there is a high suspended sediment level in the river. The fact is, it's pretty unavoidable that there are going to be lethal conditions in the water for a couple of days when the main sediment plug is released from Scott Dam and flushes through the system. This is exactly the same thing we saw in the Klamath, and we will be working with PG&E over the next couple of years to make sure that they are thoroughly evaluating the composition of the sediment behind the dams, to understand how much of that is really fine silt, how much of it is big cobbles, modeling how they anticipate that sediment is going to move through the watershed, so we have a really clear picture of what to expect. We'll be working with them to ensure that they time dam removal appropriately to limit harms as much as possible to native aquatic species. There are times of years of there are times of the year when there are a lot less sensitive species present in the watershed because of their migratory patterns. And so we'll be making sure that PG&E is paying close attention to that and scheduling this project correctly.
That was Alicia Hammond, Executive Director of Friends of the River. Reporting for KMUT, I'm Sigurd Bjørn.